This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport.
One of Australia's fastest rising stars in women's tennis, ranked number 151 in the world. She has a wild card to play in the main draw again this year at the Australian Open. But before that, it's the Brisbane International, which is on deck for Emerson Jones. And she joins us on Summer Grandstand across the country. Emerson, appreciate your time.
No, thank you.
Ready to go up in Brisbane?
Yeah, I am. I'm excited.
How's the last 12 months been? So I feel like we've sort of followed your story over the last 2 years, from finalist at the Australian Open in the juniors, obviously back to that up at Wimbledon. Last year you're in the main draw, you run straight into Elena Rybakina first up, and then we see you again 12 months later. What's the last 12 months been playing, primarily on the Open circuit?
It's been a bit different, especially now that I'm not playing juniors. So I think seeing all the top players here in Brisbane and, you know, going to see them in AO, it's really exciting to know that I could come up against one of them. So, yeah.
What have you learned about your game in the last 12 months?
To be honest, I've worked on a lot of things. Just knowing that I'm going to come up against bigger and better players. So I think working on my game, definitely through training and some tournaments that I've had around Australia the last couple of weeks. I think I've definitely learned a lot, yeah.
You've got a wild card for the Australian Open at 17 years of age, and you've played there obviously once previously. I don't know if you saw who picked up the last wild card into this year's Australian Open, the 45-year-old Venus Williams. What did you hear what did you think when you heard Venus is going to join you in the main draw at the Oz Open?
Oh, I'm not even surprised. Honestly, she can ask for a wild card anywhere and she'll get it. So, I mean, she definitely earned it when she was younger. But now, I mean, it'd be pretty intimidating coming up against her for anyone, I think.
Emerson, you are more diminutive in your size. And we've loved that in our Aussie tennis players. I mean, Leighton Hewitt wasn't the biggest. Alex de Minaur's the same. But they have a tenacity to them that we can get behind. How are you sculpting your game in a way that will allow you to compete when so many of these top female players now are big, strong, powerful players?
Yeah, I think definitely making sure that I have my movement on point, you know, being fast around the court and being aggressive like I always am on court. I think those are my two weapons, and definitely being headstrong mentally in women's sport is definitely the number one key, I think.
You come from a sporting family, tennis in particular. Where did the influence come from to want to play tennis? And who were a couple of the players that you looked up to, I would say growing up? You're only 17 now, but going back into your childhood days, which was, 3 or 4 years ago?
No, definitely my brother got me into tennis because he played, and then I got into it. And my parents wanted us playing the same sport because I thought it'd be easier, but definitely not. I think growing up, I didn't watch too much tennis, to be honest, but, I always had a glimpse of Ash, and my brother loved watching Roger and all that, so I definitely loved seeing the older generation growing up playing.
What's the rapport like? I mean, tennis is an unusual sport where you guys share a locker room, essentially, before, obviously, you go out and play. Have you had the opportunity to rub shoulders with some of the world's best and, I guess, get some advice from some of the top players over the last 12 months?
Yeah, definitely. I think in the locker room, they all use the lockers. To be honest, I don't really. I kind of stay away. I think it's great. You know, I walked on the court after Arena Sabalenka, and I think it's really cool to see she's, you know, on the same court as me. And I think also coming up against potentially one of them, it's a bit crazy. Yeah.
Did you watch Arena Sabalenka's match with Nick Kyrgios?
I did not know. I've heard a few things about it.
I was about to say, do you have a view on that as to whether that's good for the sport?
Honestly, I don't really have an opinion on it. Like, they looked like they had fun, and I thought it was a bit weird, court situations and, like, the rules. But, you know, I mean, I think everyone, you know, outside of tennis, also fans and all that, enjoyed it. I think people have different opinions, but yeah, I think it was funny.
All right, bring it back to Brisbane. So obviously you're playing there this week before we get to see you in Melbourne at the Australian Open, all starting January 18. And of course you can hear it on the ABC Listen app throughout. So we'll have the full tournament or the whole main draw starting Sunday, January 18, right here on ABC Sport. So Brisbane's where you grew up. I understand you spend so much time obviously in all different parts of the world, but have you had many requests this week for tickets and to have lots of relatives and friends head along?
Oh, yeah, so many. I mean, my family, they're pretty much all Brisbane and Gold Coast. So a lot of, my family's going to come, my friends also. So I think it's going to be great that they can also come. You know, they never get to see that. So, yeah.
Emerson, appreciate your time. All the very best in Brisbane. We'll see you down in Melbourne in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sports.